Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply use your imagination. Use your imagination. Now, when I think of imagination, my mind goes back to when my children were very, very small. They were old enough to draw and color, and I would give them paper from time to time and say, hey, go draw something for daddy. And what they give me back would be something that would boggle my mind. It might be a pink buffalo, it may be a purple cow, it might be any kind of thing. And of course, we know that cows are not purple and buffaloes are not pink, but in the mind of a child, anything was possible. Well, they were experts at using their imagination. And when you think about it, as kids, we did the same thing. In business, imagination is also important because we can never grow beyond the size of our thoughts. Let me say it one more time, my good friends. We never grow beyond the size of our thoughts. You know, so as a result, in business, we can only get as big as we think we can become. Therefore, imagination has to be maximized in order for productivity to be maximized. Well, in our acronym for today, we're going to discuss the BIG acronym, B-I-G, the three key components to enhance your imagination. Because the better our imaginations, my friends and neighbors, the further we can go and the more we can do. That B in our BIG acronym reminds us of the importance of belief. Yes, my friends and neighbors, the importance of belief. Ask yourself a few questions. Why not you? Most people often talk about why me, but the better question is, why not us? Why is it that you could not be the next this or that, the next greatest to accomplish the thing that people write about and read about and talk about on television? We could all be the next big thing. Well, belief in ourselves and in the systems and in the support are going to bring about that ideology that there's nothing we can't do. Ask any six-year-old what they want to be when they grow up. I can remember doing this with my kids, and the answers we would get back were amazing. They would say, well, first I'm going to be an astronaut. Then after I come back from outer space, I'll probably be president. Then after I'm president, I want to be a teacher, and then I want to be a doctor, and then I guess after that I want to own an island, and I'll move there when I get old, when I'm about 25. That's what a kid would say at 6 years old. Well, at some point in that six-year-old's life, as they grow up, we begin to water down their expectations, and then they don't believe in themselves as much anymore. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, that we should go back to the mind that did not have limitations, the mind of a child, that mind that said, why can't I not be an astronaut and a president and a teacher and a doctor and have an island by the time I'm this age? We can all do extraordinary things if we first believe in the power on the inside of us to accomplish those extraordinary things. My friends, I tell you, if we really believe truly that there is something special on the inside of us, then we would never limit ourselves and we would stop compromising. There would be nothing that we would settle for because we believe that we deserve the very best. That I in our BIG acronym reminds us of the importance of input. You see, belief is often a product of input. So input is simply what goes into our mind, and what goes in our minds creates pictures. And those pictures are either going to be limited or limitless. So think about it again. When a child is young, think about their input. What are they watching every day? They're watching shows and cartoons on TV, the kind that we watched as kids. And the input is telling them that what the world says is impossible is not impossible. Think about the shows they watch. Think about what we watched as kids. As a boy growing up, I remember watching a few cartoons. One of them is called the Pink Panther. Now think about it. A Pink Panther that could walk and wear clothes. We watched a cartoon called The Pink Panther. Then we also watched Tom and Jerry, where a mouse could actually beat up a cat. What world is it that a mouse can beat up a cat? But think about the input that we're receiving. Some kids watch Sesame Street. And if you watch Sesame Street, you saw a 6-foot talking yellow bird. You saw a Cookie Monster. And then you also saw an animal that lived in a garbage can. You believe that anything was possible. If you're a kid today, you're watching SpongeBob. And SpongeBob is a talking sponge that lives underwater and has a job as a cook in a restaurant. Think about it, my friends. The input that the children receive shows them that nothing is impossible. The question I've got is, what input are you receiving? What are you putting into your mind that's telling you you can't win? I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to load your mind up with things that give you pictures of success. Load your mind up with every rags to riches story you can find, with every person that overcame impossible odds. Give your mind an input of everyone that you see that has accomplished something that you like to accomplish, and never say to yourself that it cannot be done. Put the input in. Forget what the scientists say. They're defied all the time. Forget what the doctors say. They're debunked all the time. Forget what the politicians say. They're wrong more often than they're right. My friends, I challenge you to put the greatest input in your mind, an input that says you can be exactly what you want to be. I say that G simply reminds us to go forward. Yes, my friends, there comes a time when if there is enough input and enough belief that we're going to do what we see in our mind, that's automatic. We will do what we see in our minds based on input and belief. Remember the tornado drills we had when we were growing up in school? They would make us line up against the wall and sit down and then duck and cover. And so when we would hear that tornado drill or that siren go off, our mind would automatically want to do whatever we were trained to do. The input said, find a safe wall, get next to it, put your hands over your head, and duck your knees. Well, that's one form of going for it, meaning that the input created an action. By the same token, I remember growing up as a kid when I was about 12, 13 years old, Kung Fu movies were very popular. Oh, they were extremely popular. And some of the friends that I had learned the Kung Fu move so well that they literally taught themselves Kung Fu. They knew how to do the same karate moves that we saw on television, and they would make the same sounds those karate guys would make, and they jump and they kick, and they probably could have killed somebody with what they learned. They actually went out and did it. And my friends and neighbors, the challenge today is to go out and do it. We talking about it is great, and getting the input is great, and believing is great, but then never let anything hold you back from doing it. As a kid, I put on a Superman cape and I tied that towel around my neck. I pretended it was a cape. I climbed up on the top of my grandmother's shed and I jumped down because I believed I could fly like Superman. I saw him do it every day, and I tried every day to do it. And when that towel would lift up behind my neck and head, and it would feel like it was floating, for an instant I thought I could fly. My friends and neighbors, I challenge you for even an instant to feel like you can fly, because once we have accomplished it, there's nothing that we can't do. Go for it, my friends and neighbors. Use our imaginations and let's think big. Listen, if you enjoyed this training segment, I challenge you, boost your career with soft skill certifications from Success Training Institute. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.